Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to once again be joined by Alyssa Whitmore, the program coordinator for Becoming American with Perry's Hometown Heritage. This is part two of a two-part interview. Alyssa, thank you once again for joining me.
Thanks so much, Joe.
So picking off kind of where we left off last time, we went over the Becoming American series and what it's done so far, and then the event on October 8th. Now let's talk about some of the events happening later in October, because you have quite a few this month.
We do. We have a lot of events, and all of the activities that I'll be sharing with you today are all in Perry, so it gets kind of rid of any issues that might be commuting to Des Moines, which I understand can be a task. The first event that we have coming up is Tuesday, October 16th. This is going to be at the Perry Public Library from 5:45 to 7:45 p.m. The theme for this week is basically immigration and economics, and we're going to be looking at kind of the history of how immigrants have come to the United States to participate in America's economy, including the role that they played in building America's infrastructure, as well as relationships with American workers. So the film for this week will be Destination America, The Golden Door. Now, this is another history-based documentary. So if you happen to have missed our first screening in Des Moines, here's another one for you history buffs. Specifically, this documentary looks at how Irish immigrants helped build America's railroads, Norwegians who settled in the Midwest to start farming here, as well as Mexicans who came in the 1920s to work in America's mills and factories. So we're very pleased to welcome back, again, ISU Extension's John Woolseth, who will serve as our moderator. Perry Public Library is co-hosting, and as well, they have agreed to provide complimentary refreshments, potentially tacos, but we're not sure yet.
Potentially tacos.
Potentially tacos.
That's enough for me, really, to
yes,
get right down
yes.
to it. So that's the first event on October 16th. Then a few days after that, you have another event that's going to be at the Carnegie. What can you tell me about this one?
Absolutely. So to go with this film and discussion series, we really wanted to try to offer an event and an exhibit at the Carnegie Library Museum as well. So this event is called our Great, Great, Great Grands event. And I'm very excited because Carol Crosby, who's Hometown Heritage's new program coordinator, has designed this event and exhibit. So definitely come if you haven't met her. Come meet her. She's put together a really cool event and idea. So what we're essentially going to be doing, and this is going to be at the Carnegie Library Museum on Saturday, October 20th at 2 p.m. The basis for the exhibit and event idea is that when you go far enough back, all of our ancestors are essentially immigrants. So that's something that we wanted to kind of celebrate through an exhibit. So what Carol has basically designed is an event where everyone's encouraged to come and bring photos and stories about your ancestors, preferably if you can get back to a great-great-grandparent or a great-grandparent, however far you can get back, that's perfectly fine. But if you would bring a photo or photos of your ancestor, as well as some stories to share, these photos and stories are going to become the basis for an exhibit at the Carnegie Library Museum that's going to be in late October and early November. An additional kind of bonus is that at the end of the exhibit, all the participants will be able to take home a photo with their great-great-grandparent or whoever you've decided to bring forward as kind of a little memento of your participation in the event and in the exhibit. So the event itself, the kind of the gathering of photos and stories will be October 20th. If you can make it, that's great. If you're interested but can't make it, I encourage you to stop by the Carnegie, talk to Carol, and I'm sure we can definitely work something out there.
All right. Now, one last event that we wanted to talk about for October is about a week after that, and that one is going to be at the movie theater. So what can you tell me about this event?
So this is our last event in October. This is going to be Sunday, October 28th at 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. We are very excited to be able to have this at the movie theater in Perry. So this will be at the Grand Theater. The film is called My American Girls, and it follows the Ortiz family, who are immigrants from the Dominican Republic. The parents were born in the Dominican Republic and have immigrated to Brooklyn. That is where they've really established their lives. Their children were all born here in America. And so that they're working and the parents are kind of dreaming of essentially going back home. home to Dominican Republic to retire there. But then, of course, their daughters, who were born in America, have very different ideas about wanting to go back to the Dominican Republic. So it's a really funny, moving story. One of the things that is really interesting as well is it looks at kind of the differences in generations in immigrant families and kind of the different goals that they sometimes have. So the theme for this week is really just that. It's family and community, particularly how both family ties and community involvement really play an essential role in migration and immigrants' ability to adapt to life in America. Again, we are joined by ISU Extension's John Woolseth for this film, so we are very excited to have him moderating this.
Absolutely. Now, I noticed that the program goes through November 5th, so is there one last event in November that maybe you can give us a brief preview
on? Absolutely, yes. So I can give you a little bit of a preview. So November 5th is the final film in our series and discussion. And I'm really excited for the November 5th week as well because it talks about immigration and popular culture. So the film is really interesting. It looks at Chinese immigrants and Chinese Americans. And so it takes a look both historically at what kind of drove or brought Chinese Americans to America, the early activities and occupations that they were involved in, as well as kind of the rise and spread of Chinese restaurants throughout America.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be keeping an eye out for that one and encourage people to check out all the other programs that are coming up in October. Now, one last question for you. I know the answer, I think, but I'll ask you anyway. What is the cost to participate in any of these?
Absolutely. So all of these events are free. So please do come. They're all really interesting, all very different. And it's a great excuse to get out and learn something and hang out with your community members.
All right. Well, Alyssa Whitmore with Hometown Heritage, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Absolutely. So if you want more information on any of these programs, please check out our website. That is hometownheritage.org/exhibits-and-events. You can also contact us at info@fcctrust.org or give us a call at 515-465-7713.
All right. Well, thank you, Alyssa, so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Alyssa Whitmore. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Find this program and part one at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.